America. The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a bit of pan? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Note to self: making love to blow-up doll not as good as advertised.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I've decided what we'll do is we'll do the Burke segment just whenever I feel like it. So if Mr. Burke were here, he'd say, does anybody have anything to say? Because I just got a feeling that somebody might have something today. I could be wrong. And apparently, I was wrong.
Who were you thinking?
Who'd you think?
I don't know. I just thought surely somebody in the last 24 hours. Well, you don't really come up
with
something.
Well, I'd be happy to.
You got to have something on your mind.
Well, something's on my mind.
All right. Terry Daly, everybody.
The guy that McNeil just had on his show.
McGrill.
McCall McGrill.
Yeah.
Butt out of everybody else's business.
Wow.
I didn't hear it.
Oh. It's the secondhand smoke deal, and this is a guy that has something to do with St. Louis County. I don't know.
He's a councilman in St. Louis County.
Okay, big
so
deal.
What does he want to do?
He wants there no smoking in St. Louis County anywhere, anytime.
Any public building.
Anybody. And just, I'm not a cigarette smoker, but I am so sick of people, the do-gooders, saying, oh, you've got to stop this, you've got to stop that, and stuff like that. This country's lasted for over 200 years just letting people be people. And things were a lot worse in the past than they are now, and for people to start making laws like that.
See, I know a lot of people will, and I don't want to get in, this is not the kind of show where we want to get into it with you, but I'm just telling you right now that I've said this before, my personal opinion is this secondhand smoke thing is so blown completely out of proportion that it's ridiculous. It's like anything else. If you're locked in a closet with somebody who's continuously smoking and the closet is filled with smoke, yeah, that's different. But this business about being in a restaurant and somebody's 20 feet from you or in a mall or what, come on.
Especially not
hurt you.
Especially now that they have smoking areas in restaurants. And they have non-smoking areas in restaurants. And you can almost tell as you walk into a place, you say, whoa, there's a cloud of smoke over there, and there's no smoke over there. The people who aren't getting the smoke over there are still complaining. Mm-hmm. People like this guy that McGrill Mulhaven. It's guys like this are saying, oh, yes, that's bad for you because doctors have done research, and if you...
Really?
If you inhale secondhand smoke from 148 million cigarettes, in rats have shown that you'll get cancer after you're 81 years old.
It's all BS.
If it were that bad, and I say this every time, then let's just make tobacco products illegal. Mm-hmm. But no, there's far too much money to be made from them, and that would be a case of the government stepping in and taking away a liberty that has been a part of this country, and I am a non-smoker. I can't, and I've said it before, I can't stand cigarette smoke. I can't stand it.
Let's make cars illegal. A lot of people die from car accidents.
Right, or let's go through prohibition again in alcohol, or what other little vices. What about coffee? My goodness, it's got caffeine in it. Maybe we should make caffeinated coffee illegal and all caffeinated soda, and maybe everyone should tell everyone else how to live. You know, give it up.
I don't think if you're uncomfortable, if I'm in a place, or I'll give you a good example, sitting at a table in a casino, and I've gotten up and walked away because the guy right next to me is smoking like crazy and it's coming my way, but I don't ever think, well, that happened to me about 10 times. I bet I've got some lung damage.
Yeah. No. That should be outlawed.
Yeah, there's a huge difference in sucking into right into your lungs and, and then being a few feet across the room and some of it in the air getting into your... Nah, I don't think so.
It's part of being a human. Yeah, I mean, we're on the planet Earth. It's part of being a person on the planet Earth. I don't know.
Dan, what did you have? You started to say something.
The only thing, I'm with Terry on this, just, you know, keep Big Brother out of our lives. But if you're going to do anything, make the laws tougher on drunk driving. Make them a lot tougher on drunk driving.
Yeah, they're skipping over some things that should take priority. They really are. Let's get that fixed and get people to really get their attention so they stop killing people. Then we can play with the cigarette
thing. Right, and then the other area to fix while we're talking about this, and maybe one of these councilmen or a state rep or somebody's taking notes, how about making the laws fair? I mean, when we look at the torture, rape, molestation of a child or the same thing of an animal. Let's make the laws, I mean, let's figure out humans mean a little more than animals. Sometimes animals mean more than a human being.
All right.
So, the phones are off. Smoking crystal meth.
No way. No way, dude.
Hey, leave meth alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Leave it alone, dude. Now, as long as we're on it, and then we'll get to the fun stuff, and the phones are all lit up. Dan will eventually take your calls and put your name on the screen, and we'll take your calls. But I just want to say one other thing. And then the serious stuff is pretty much over. I've been thinking in the last 24 hours about this bully, this John Alexander. And I've been reading a few things, and I read an article, and this is an interesting dilemma. And the dilemma is, her husband stated, the husband of the friend in St. Charles County, he said something very interesting. He said, I hope that people won't look at this case and say, well, that does it. I'm never going to help anybody because I'm putting my... And he's very smart to say that because I think there'll be a lot of people going, now, there you go, butt out and mind your own business, because if you try to help somebody, if that's the mentality, then these poor women who are beaten and abused by bullies like this moron are never going to be able to confide in anybody. Nobody's ever going to help them. They're never going to have a friend. I think she did what she knew was right. Let's face it, what happened to her is a random, freakish, you had one lunatic who really snapped. That's not always going to happen. But what it does make me think about, and they were talking about how to deal with a guy like this, and everybody has known somebody who, maybe not to this degree, but is a hothead, bully, just a a-hole. Okay, there's no other way to describe them. Just a first-class a-hole. And you can't deal with them. You can't reason with them. And they talked about intervention and people getting together and confronting him. I got news for you. All you do is make a guy like that even more mad. And you make him even worse. So the question is, you know, how do you handle people like that? And I hate to say this, and this is not right, and we can't do it, but every once in a while, I think there's a place for that Skidmore, Missouri justice. where the best thing you can do is just get a group of people, find this guy, take care of him, and let's move on. But you can't do that.
I know.
And I know you can't do it, but I think there are certain people where every single person who's encountered them knows they are worthless. They're doing nothing but sucking up oxygen and taking up space. They're no good to anybody. They don't do any good. They don't care about anybody else. They're bullies. They're mean. You can't even find anything really that's good about them. So what do you do with those people?
It's a tough
problem.
I think that's one of the reasons programs like The Sopranos is so popular. Yeah,
because they know what to do with it.
If that guy had been confronted by somebody like Orlando Pace or Dan Dierdorf, who knocked on his door, boom, 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 and said, I hear that you've been hurting your wife.
And your children.
If I ever hear that again, I mean, throw him up against the wall. See, if I ever hear it again, I'm coming back and you're in trouble. I mean, you have to let those guys know they will be physically hurt themselves.
And here's the problem with that guy if that happens. He immediately calls her and says, you're dead. How dare you send those guys after me?
Then you send Orlando Pace back.
But by the time you do, he's already killed her.
All
you're doing now is infuriating this guy.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, she's the one who had to have sent these guys after me. I'll teach her. Well, and there's no, it's a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. There's no end. There's no way. There are people that you cannot reason with. You just can't do it.
No, I know. And there are some mental illnesses where you have this anger issue that can be controlled through medication. But you're talking about a guy who he's got to want to be helped. He's got to want to care about his kids and his wife.
Yeah, you can't knock on the door and shoot him in the butt with a...
Yeah, and clearly, you know, for someone to say, well, he was a devoted father, well, if the court documents are true, and it was alleged that he was also beating the kids and not only the wife, well, what's devotion? What is devotion? And the fact that there's been no will identified yet, naming the kids... devotion. I mean, what is devotion? Is it that he went to a PTO meeting once a year, or that he coached a game, or what? What is devotion? Say, mm-hmm. I have a problem with that.
It's time to rewatch In Broad Daylight with Brian Dennehy. It's time to go back and watch the guy get it in Skidmore, Missouri,
and the movie Falling Down too,
about the guy that snapped.
Remember that one? That's
Michael
a good
Douglas.
One.
Yeah, different case though.
I know.
Michael Douglas wasn't a bully everybody hated. He just got set
and
up,
and he wasn't independently wealthy either.
And I know that most people know somebody like we're talking about, and it seems to even be more prevalent in small towns, southern, you know, that sort of, that mentality. I say that because I came from there, but everybody's got him. Everybody's got a guy, he thinks he knows it all, and everybody else better kowtow to him, or you'll pay the price, and blah, blah, blah. At least the good news is this guy's gone. He's just gone. They continue to write about how they can't seem to find anybody saying anything good about it.
Yeah.
Man, what a way to go out, and what a way to live. All right, 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. I have one quick message, and then we go right to the phones, and that's a message about your teeth from Ballast Dental Care. Something, by the way, that should have been knocked out of this guy a long time ago. Of course, then he would only have been made madder, and then he would have taken it out on somebody else. Ballast Dental Care, been around for, I've got to say, almost 40 years, 35, 36 years. I've been going there for 31. I think we are, this year it turns 30, yeah, it becomes 32 years that I've been going. So I know they've been around about 35 years. I have been introduced to other dentists over the years. I have met a dentist. I've become friends with some dentists. I have a couple of friends now who are dentists. Never once, no matter how nice I thought they were, never once, or how hospitable they were on the golf course, I've never, ever even entertained the idea of going to another dentist. And you're going to see why. You're going to see why it's been 32 years when you make your first visit to Ballast Dental Care. They're on the corner of Ballast and Clayton. If you say, well, that's not very close to me, that doesn't seem to matter to the people who've come from as far away as Effingham and Mount Vernon. 2 hours they've driven to go here because it's a twice-a-year visit, and it's worth it to find the place, to finally find the place where you're really comfortable, and that is Ballast Dental Care. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tiffany. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi. About the drunk driving thing, I don't go to a ball game because of that. I'm scared to death on what's going to happen on the way home from a sporting event. Yeah, they can stop drinking at the seventh inning, but how many have they had till then they could have drank in a whole keg?
Well, and that's kind of the equivalent of secondhand smoke, only to me more dangerous than secondhand smoke is what they do to the people around them because they can't navigate properly.
Oh, it's scary, and I try to get in on your product comment, and if I can make a quick one on that.
Sure.
My children have been raised on store brand products. I mean store brand diapers, store brand YB, store brand baby soap. The only name brand stuff that they have is like their car seats and stuff, because they don't have store brands for those.
Right. No, there are too many strict regulations for that stuff.
Yeah, and I have no problem. My husband's a brand user. Thank God he hasn't listened to the station. I put the bag cereal back in his Wheaties box.
So your husband
doesn't.
I've been
doing that for 5 years.
And he doesn't
he has
know
not
he's
known
not.
The difference.
He has no idea he's not really eating Wheaties.
He has no idea if he's
he probably swears by Wheaties.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, nothing but Wheaties for me.
Has it been the same box the whole time?
I changed out the boxes. Like, we've had the same box for 2 years, and then I changed it out about that long, and I've been doing it for 5 years now.
Because yeah, you know what? He starts to get suspicious when every box has Mary Lou Retton on it.
Yeah. And the same
chains
are on there.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, honey, they just reissued that box.
Yeah.
Commemorative box.
Yeah, it's a commemorative special recognition for Mary Lou. All right, Tiffany, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, how you doing, Frank?
We're doing. Caller. Thank you very much.
AM and PM.
That's
and
good.
Hi, Dave.
Easy, Dave.
I was going to call in about the smoking issue. It seems like politicians in general, this guy's, I guess, a county councilman, seems like they kind of pick small issues to tackle just because it seems to be easier for them politically to get a little attention. And if it doesn't work, they'll bring it back up in a couple years, and this way they can kind of cater to their constituents.
All right.
Might be too much of a large deal for them to tackle drunk driving, although I completely agree that it's a huge issue. And another reason I don't go out on Friday and Saturday nights a lot of times, but it's kind of like secondhand driving, I guess, instead of secondhand smoke.
No,
but,
we ought to call it secondhand driving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, that's all I had to say. But
anyway.
You guys let me on. Yeah.
Well, Dave,
thank you very much.
You call anytime. First time's the hardest. Next time will be a breeze.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dave. There goes Dave, and here comes Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Frank. I am AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Tom.
Okay, quickly from the file of the mundane. In reference to the councilman in retrospect to the smoking situation.
Right, I might add, I didn't hear the guy who was on earlier. So
well, I mean, whether that, you know, one way or another, I'm not standing for or against it. But I'm just thinking, which is my main point, back in the very early 80s, or late 70s, I think it was the 80s, in our very own Post-Dispatch, front page, down in the lower right-hand corner, it's still emblazed in my mind, bold print, charcoal broiled steaks cause cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, whoa, hey. Started reading the article. Which is about a three-paragraph article, very short. Well, yes, they do. First of all, you have to eat three a day, 7 days a week, year in, year out.
That's what I do.
And live to be about 100.
Uh-huh.
In which case,
then it might make
you are in deep trouble, my friend.
Yeah. And by the way, I think you could substitute anything and put it in there if you ate that much.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. What's interesting to me, Tom, about the meat thing is there have been articles, and I've read them, where it says you really should not cook the meat that well, that a little on the rare side is healthier. And then you'll find another article that says cook the crap out of it.
Yeah, I mean, what is good for you today, hang around. It ain't going to be good for you tomorrow.
No, we agree. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, pal.
Okay, bye-bye. Pal, I like that.
Wow.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good. I'm first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm AM in the PM.
Yeah. It's a good day for first-timers.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, hello, Frank.
Hey, I was wanting to comment on this John Alexander guy.
Okay.
What I want to know, and you can kind of put, well, you just saw it on the air, but was he so much of a jerk before he got the $30 million trust?
I don't know.
He probably already had it. I mean, he's always had it.
He can't always have had it. He had to be a kid one time.
I mean, but he was being taken care of by his parents.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think people turn into jerks after they become adults. I think you cultivate being a jerk. I think if you're a really good,
a
decent,
lot of work.
Respectful kid, and through your teens, and you get to be in your 20s, I don't think most people just become jerks. I think you work on that. You develop it, and you become good at it, even through your teen years.
I think it's amazing, though, how so many people become jerks once they get that kind of money.
Well, when they get it all quickly and they didn't have it, I think you may be right. And I don't know how he got his. I really don't.
And I also agree with Dan, I believe. There's nothing wrong with a little physical discipline to straighten somebody out.
All right. Oh, that was Frank, right?
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, Frank.
Bye-bye. Most people would agree with that. You know, on your life, there have been times where if you knew you could get away with it, and I'll tell you right now, I've thought it. I would pay and hire somebody to go over to pay a visit to somebody that I knew mm-hmm. was making somebody else's life miserable and teach them a lesson, break their legs, yeah. whatever.
Pop around your daughter's boyfriend if you find right. out your daughter's boyfriend was mistreating her.
And the only reason you didn't do it was not because you thought it was wrong. It was because you didn't want to go to jail or be mm-hmm. sued or something for taking care of business that needed to be taken care of. And that's what stops you, because that's what happens now, is you're the one that goes down, not that bad.
And I remember I called you, too, and I said, no, my ex-wife, she's not worth it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. 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 I don't think we couldn't talk about that on the air.
Hey, I have a traffic bulletin.
All right, let's do it. And now with the traffic bulletin, here's Dan Strauss. He's not in the studio. He's down at the KTRS traffic center. Dan, what's going on down there?
Well, Frank, 70 eastbound, about a quarter mile east of 270, there's an accident, and it's going to cause big problems. No emergency equipment on the scene yet. So eastbound 70, about a quarter mile east of 270, there's an accident involving three or four cars, the guy said, but it's going to cause big problems.
All right.
Back to you, Frank. I'll head back up to the studio.
All right. Come on in the studio here. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll take your calls, and the lines are loaded up. Dan, you'll take more names, won't you, when you get a chance?
All right,
he'll put your name on
the
screen. Henry Plumbing Supply. If you want to go to their website, drop the word supply. Go to henryplumbing.com. And you're going to find anything and everything if it has anything to do with plumbing supplies. They are not plumbers. Do not call Henry Plumbing Supply and say, get over here quick, my toilet's clogged. They don't do that. But if you need the toilet, a new one, or just that little, is there a name for that little flush handle? Just the handle, I guess, that you put flush?
Yeah.
You know, I like those push button ones. You ever see those?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like the push button deal.
Or can you get the I guess you could get the automatic sensor ones at your house.
Oh, you can get them at Henry. Oh, you can go to Henry Plumbing Supply. They've got a toilet there that is totally and completely automated. It's about $3,000, I think. When you walk up to it, the lid goes up. When you walk away, it goes down. It flushes itself.
Oh, that's neat.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They've got everything. You want a very inexpensive but good quality toilet or tub for a vacation house that you don't live in full time, but you want it to work and you don't want it to, you know, fall apart on you or leak or what. They have that, too. They have the best of the best merchandise in all kinds of price ranges, and they have two great showrooms, each with about 6,000 square feet. St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton and Kings Highway at 44. Henry Plumbing Supply.
The all-American male has few requirements. Food, shelter, professional sporting events on TV, and a regular haircut. Fortunately for these red-blooded urban warriors, there's Sport Clips, a haircutting place made just for guys with all the things guys like. Things like TVs everywhere, and they're all tuned to sports. And there's no girl talk, not in this arena. Instead, Sport Clips has manly things like hot towel treatments, free neck trims between haircuts, and great haircuts at a reasonable price. For guys. At Sport Clips, it's all about you, the all-American male. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Visit one of 9 St. Louis area locations. To find the Sport Clips nearest you, visit sportclips.com. They have Guy Smart stylists to give you a great-looking haircut while you watch sports. Try an all-star massage treatment today. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Sunset Ford has one del of a deal for you. Purchase or lease a 2005 Focus and you'll get a $2,000 factory rebate plus a Dell Dimension 3000 personal computer. Not only could you be driving a 2005 Focus at our lowest price ever, just $10,995, but for a limited time, Sunset can include a Dell Dimension 3000 PC, complete with flat panel monitor, all-in-one printer, plus 3 years at home service, all at no extra charge. Sunset also has incredible deals on the brand new 2005 Taurus. Right now, save one-third off the price of all Taurus SEs. Choose from 25 Taurus SEs, regular price $22,680. Now, one-third off. Just $14,995 for a limited time at Sunset Ford. So don't wait. Get a Dell computer when you purchase a new Ford Focus or save one-third off all 2005 Taurus SEs. But these offers end soon, so hurry to Sunset Ford. Travel in Lindbergh.
Don't close the deal. Sunset
Ford. All rebates included. See dealer for details. Offer ends March 31st.
The nation's largest computer liquidation sale is coming to Gateway Center this weekend. Nearly 20 truckloads of computer items will be brought in for this massive computer liquidation Friday through Sunday. All computer items need to be sold. Cases, computers, digital cameras, drives, DVD burners, memory, motherboards, MP3 players, processors, notebooks, printers, software, and more. Computers, $99. Notebooks, $199. Color printers, $49. Scanners, $29. PDAs, $99. Blank CDs, 19 cents. MP3 players, $49. DVD burners, $49. Complete barebone kit with processor, $129. Motherboards with processor, $79. Digital cameras, $29. 17-inch monitors, $49. 21-inch monitors, $99. Wireless networking kit, $79. 200-gig hard drives, $99. Flat LCD monitors, $199. Surround sound systems, $49. AMD, Canon, Compact, Dell, Gateway, IBM, Intel, HP, Microsoft, Sony, Toshiba, and more. Don't miss the nation's largest computer liquidation event. All dealers are independent, and no reasonable offer will be refused. This Friday, noon to 9, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 11 to 5, only at Gateway Center, Collinsville. All items need to be sold. Sorry, no rain check. You better hurry for the best selection.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath's sour, bitter taste and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last, and find out how to get a free two-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-300-4021. That's 1-800-300-4021. 1-800-300-4021.
Hey, what are you doing?
Downloading Asari on SBC Yahoo DSL.
How long does it take?
Hang on. There, it's done.
Wow.
Yeah, DSL for just $19.95 a month. I can download songs like that.
Hey, isn't that wonderful tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to play it for my wife.
Nice.
Now I just got to get roses and a box of chocolates.
Boy, you must have really messed up. What happened?
Well, you know how they ask you, tell me honestly if this makes me look fat?
Do I?
Just remember, four little words.
What are they?
Sign up for SBC Yahoo DSL now for just $19.95 a month for 12 months. Only for SBC All Distance Package customers. Get high-speed internet plus the content you want, even Eric Clapton songs. Call 1-866-SBC-YAHOO or visit sbc.com/1995. SBC, going beyond the call.
Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Cost Recovery Fee Extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-416-6471 toll-free or visit sbc.com/offer details.
3:37 at the Big 550. Here is a check on traffic sponsored by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide. Southbound 270 at Graboy, a stalled vehicle. The left center lane is blocked. Westbound on 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, a slowdown. Southbound 270 between Manchester Road and Doherty Ferry, slow traffic. Downtown on eastbound 40, it's starting to line up as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. On northbound 55, the slowdown starts at Park Avenue approaching the bridge. North Grand at Cook Avenue, we have a report of an injury accident. On Lindbergh at Lee May Ferry Road, construction work crews are out and various lanes closed at last check. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Imagine working in your neighborhood and still getting great benefits. With Walgreens, you can. Walgreens and the AARP are teaming up to promote the hiring of mature and reliable people. People like you. Walgreens has great benefits like a 15% discount on most items and a prescription benefit plan. Keep active, meet people, and earn additional income. No wonder people are turning to Walgreens for their second career. Walgreens, now hiring wisdom.
Instead of inching through traffic, imagine pulling into a peaceful fishing village in Maine during our big lobster celebration. Vast Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. Lobster everywhere. Grilled split lobster tails, rock lobster paired with golden coconut shrimp. And headed your way, our new lobster-crusted salmon. So come out tonight to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster.
lines up, 314-969-KPRS, toll free 1-888-550-KPRS. They're already lit up, but keep trying. You'll get through. The reason I'm not going to really dwell on this story, and I know other people have, is this woman down in Florida who's put her silicone breast that she had removed on eBay. It's a 69 double H implant. One of them?
Just one.
She saved one, and somebody said that there's a current bid an hour ago. It was like $17,000. Here's the problem with that. I think people get too caught up in thinking, well, shoot, I'll just put anything on eBay. One, I'd like to know how much of the time the money never comes through. I mean, they never really get the check, and I think there's got to be a lot of that. Who's going to pay for a bag of plastic silicone, $17,000? That doesn't make sense to me. I got to think there's something bogus going on there. And then the other thing is people wondering why a company will pay to put their name on a guy's forehead, like the snoring medicine.
Right.
Here's the reason. Because right now it's so new and novel that in just exposure on the Today Show and news, they're going to get their money's worth. That's going to stop very soon.
Yeah, it's not the forehead doing the advertising. No. It's the talk about it. Yeah.
And once a belly has been done on a pregnant woman and a couple of foreheads and a bald head and somebody's butt, and you do that three or four times, it's over. It's not news anymore, and now you don't get your money's worth. So I just think that whole thing's going to burn up real fast.
You've got to find something new. You've got to be the first forehead guy that originally came up with the idea.
Yeah, it's going to burn up, I think, really quickly. Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, good. I had just come home from the store, and a friend of mine had emailed me when I decided to check online here about Martin Sheen and Denise Richards.
Oh, I heard of
that.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, is that it? Okay, yeah. Why are they getting a divorce? I called Dan to ask him. I figured if anybody knew, it would be him.
Who cares?
It was, heard
irreconcilable differences.
Yeah, that's a regular Hollywood thing.
First of all, I didn't even know they were married and don't care. I don't know. I didn't know Charlie Sheen was married to Denise Richards.
But that means she's available now.
She's pregnant now.
Right. Yeah. Their little one is going to be one pretty soon, and I think she's 6 months pregnant with number two.
Yeah. Why do you care about that, Laura?
Is Charlie Sheen the guy that patronized Heidi Fleiss' stable so often?
Yep.
Well, what a loser.
He was in Wall Street. He starred in Wall Street.
You know, Frank, I've been married for 23 years.
Amateur.
Imagine and have a good relationship with my husband and kids. I can't imagine that happen. I don't understand why it happens to those people. They're misfits, I guess.
I totally understand it, Laura, I think, because famous, rich Hollywood people, wherever they go, like Charlie Sheen or Denise Richards, walks into a grocery store and people stare at them, beautiful people, stare at them and just offer themselves just because they're famous and rich, you know? I mean, it's... They throw themselves at celebrities.
Tell me about it.
Or when they're doing, movies, they meet other people in the movie set.
Different movie sets, right?
They're with them so long.
If you're Charlie Sheen and you co-star in a movie with Angelina Jolie and you have a bedroom scene with her,
things are gonna happen.
You know.
The other thing that happens too is the more money you have and the more fame you have. And the more you're able to mingle with other very famous, you're really exposed to and have an opportunity to be with some of the most fascinating and interesting people in the world. Most people aren't tempted because they're never around people who are special pedestal type, very talented. I mean, the greatest athlete in the world, Oscar award winning actor. You don't even have a chance to be tempted by those people, but these people do.
Yeah, but so are you saying these Hollywood people, they really do not love each other?
I could never say that because I don't know them. I have no idea. I've never been in Hollywood and I've never been famous.
That's a whole other world, isn't it?
It is another world, and it's a.
I don't like it.
Well, I don't think that I ever really wanted it, and I wouldn't want it just because all anybody ever thinks about is the money. They go, well, wouldn't it be great? But they never think about everything else that goes with that.
I know. And now we got to listen to this crap for how long about these two misfits?
What two?
These two that I was asking you about.
No, I don't think you're going to have to hear about it much at all. I don't think that's that big of news. It's a one-time story, and that's the end of it. It's not exactly like Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards are, the George and Laura Bush. It's not that big a story. It's just another piece of gossip.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And you'll never relate to them because you've been married 24 years. You're in a totally different lifestyle.
Right. Well, I really feel sorry for the little ones. I mean, she's got a one-year-old, and now she's going to be having a newborn here in a couple months.
See, I don't.
The ones I feel sorry
Laura,
for.
I don't. I never do. When I hear these stories out of Hollywood, I don't feel sorry for those kids. You know whose kids I feel sorry for? People in St. Louis who are middle, regular, average income people
like,
who have the same circumstance without the money and without the people and the support to help them. These people will be able to those kids will have a good schooling and they'll have a good life and a good home. How about the people in the same situation who aren't famous? Those are the people I feel sorry
for.
How
about John Alexander's kids?
Yeah.
That's who you feel sorry for.
I feel much worse for them than some Charlie Sheen.
You know, you're right. I never thought about that. They have all the money in the world to get nannies to drive them here and there and take care of them and all the help they can
if they get sick or need psychological counseling or the money is there for that. But you take somebody like this Alexander's kids who have to grow up knowing their dad was a loser and a bully and killed their mom, that's who you feel sorry for.
And they watched it.
You know, I go by the store and I see tabloid stuff. I've never once thought, oh man, I feel so sorry for some star's kids. Nah, I don't feel sorry for them at all. I'd rather take that energy and see what needs to be done close to home.
Yeah, Donald Trump's kids don't seem that hurt by all the divorces he's gone through.
They're fine.
You're
and they're,
right.
and they're
right.
very bright kids.
You just taught me something. I just learned something. Thank you. I agree with you.
Well, Laura, how old are you?
I'm 44.
Favorite
That's
age.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Karen. I really like you.
Well, hi, Laura. Uh-oh. Thank you
Knock
very much.
There's one.
Okay, bye, Ben.
Thank you, Laura.
Bye. Thank you, bye.
It really is true, though. There are people that'll get together and talk about, oh, the poor Demi Moore or Trump. Mm-hmm. What they get there? And they never, ever have those kinds of conversations about somebody right down the street who is in a worse situation. What do we got here? We can say break? Can
we
do one more?
Outdoors Ned.
Oh, good night. We got Outdoors Ned. Let's take a quick break here. Let's give you the name of a company and then a division of that company that you need to remember, or you at least need to go to frankopinion.com and pull them up when the time comes you need them. And I'm talking about handyman type stuff. I'm talking about the toolbox team from Vosen & Sons Construction. For the time when it comes that you need a painter, a plumber, an electrician, you need a carpenter. The things you don't know how to do, but you want them done right. You don't want your brother-in-law coming over to do it, even though he offers, because he broke the last thing he tried to fix. You call the toolbox team at Vosen & Sons, 314-997-0990. You tell them what the project is, or the job, or the repair. They will send you the best people in the business. And I know, because I've called them many times and done just exactly this, but now they actually have a division for that, and they call it the toolbox team. And again, if you don't remember the name Vosen or Toolbox Team, just go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, scroll through. You'll recognize it when you see it. The Toolbox Team from Vosen & Sons Construction. In a moment, Outdoors Ned.
Hi, everybody. Dan Dierdorf here for the Smokehouse Market. Specialty Food Magazine recently announced its rating of the country's top retailers for 2004, and the Smokehouse Market was named one of the top 7 retailers in the United States. That is no surprise to anyone here in St. Louis who frequents the Smokehouse Market. Jane and Tom Sainert have done an A-plus job of making this city proud. Go to the Smokehouse where they've got 300 different wines they're ready to enjoy and take home. 350 different cheeses, if you can imagine that, both artisanal and farmstead. Their master butchers will create whatever it is you want from behind the meat counter, all sorts of different olive oils. How about a sandwich from the deli? Every one of them made fresh, where they've got soup, salads, and all sorts of catering. Don't forget their gift baskets. A gift basket from the Smokehouse Market, I'm going to tell you, will send them over the top. And, of course, right next door, Annie Guns, listed as one of Zagat's top American restaurants. What makes the Smokehouse Market tick? I'll tell you what it is. Excellence. The Smokehouse Market.
I'm Diana Tickner. I'm an Illinois resident and a vice president for Prairie State Energy Campus. For the past 3 years, I've been working with experts all over the world to bring the best technologies to Southern Illinois.
The Prairie State Energy Campus is a major electricity generating station and coal mine planned for Southern Illinois.
Thanks to a $500 million investment in 21st century technologies, Prairie State will be among the cleanest coal plants in America.
Our technologies can create clean, low-cost energy by putting that coal and hundreds of people to work.
Prairie State means low-cost electricity for families and businesses, 2,500 jobs during peak construction, 450 permanent jobs, and nearly $100 million in annual economic benefits.
Clean air is important to all of us in Illinois.
Prairie State, good for energy, good for the environment, good for the economy. Visit PrairieStateEnergyCampus.com.
This is certainly a good day to go outdoors.
Oh, man.
What did we get to today? 50, low 50s, something like that? There's somebody who loves to go outside. Nobody likes to be outdoors more than this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, outdoors, Ned Spurk.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hello, Ned. Hi, outdoors, Ned.
How's it going,
folks? Oh, it's going great. Good day to be outdoors.
Oh, man. And I mean, this weekend's going to be good, too. I think Friday's going to be 59 or 60, 47 on Saturday, 57 on Sunday. Great time to be outdoors.
Hey, 2 days ago was that big official opening of trout season. 3,000 people.
It's unbelievable.
Have you ever done that?
You hook up elbow to elbow and just stand. Oh, yeah. You get your lines all knotted up right square in the center of the fishing hole.
I figured you probably had done that before.
Yeah.
So what do we need to know about what's outdoors this weekend?
Well, I tell you, you know, we're about 3 weeks away or so from real good fishing. I mean, crappie fishing is going to just bust wide open about three weeks. But until then, you can still catch some fish in the power plant lakes like Baldwin and Cofine and those. But since fishing's not so great, I tell you a couple things you could do this weekend. This sounds silly, but, and you know, Germex is one of your sponsors, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what I do with that stuff. I mean, and I don't know. I bet they maybe couldn't even make this claim, but when you're out in the woods, when I suspect that I have touched poison ivy or something, I clean myself off with Germex, and I mean, I just never get it anymore, and when I get it, I really get it.
Wow.
I mean, I get covered.
It does make sense.
Yeah, and it just, I don't know if it's just because of the germ, because you got to touch the plant to get it. I mean, poison ivy is not something that, and, you know, there's a lot of myths about poison ivy, especially this time of year because it's just coming in, but, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, you don't scratch it or you can spread it. You can't spread it on yourself, and you can't give it to anybody else.
Really?
No.
I didn't know that.
That's absolutely true.
I didn't know that either.
Now, I thought, Ned, if it started to, you know, really
weeping,
gets really blistery and weeps, that if you touch that, you can transfer it on your own body.
No, you have to lick it.
Nasty.
My son gets it. My son, Corey, gets it so bad. It's unbelievable.
Well, try Germex. Now, it works for me. I do. I use it, and if I think I've touched it, you know, if I don't have a chance to go in and wash my hands right away or something, I put that stuff on there, and, I mean, it works great.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, so if you're out in the if you're out in the woods, and it's a good time to be out in the woods because there's no snakes or bugs or anything, it's a great time to do something like build a treehouse or something if you've always wanted to do that. There's a lot of interesting websites out there that tell you how to pick the tree, how to plan the structure, and build your kids a treehouse. Get out there and build it with them. Make it a family.
Now, I was going to say you need to be handy to do that, but I have to tell you something. This is something that I hope never goes away.
As
a boy, and even little girls,
girl,
having a treehouse, and you can do everything from one that looks like a little home with shingles to the crudest, the most fun treehouses we're ever in. Literally, were a couple of boards.
Three or four boards.
And some cardboard for a wall to the tree.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be fancy, but you're right. The problem, I guess, now, this day and age, is that somebody's afraid the neighbor kid will climb up and fall and break their arm and they're going to get sued. I mean, that sounds crazy, but that actually is something we never worried about.
Oh, well, the heck with them. I mean, it's still fun. I love a treehouse. You're right. Kids love it. There's even, if you go to www.thetreehouseguide.com, it's a neat website. There are even, like, bed and breakfast, there are tree houses that you can stay in across the country.
Yeah, you know what?
Real fancy, I mean, incredible, with windows and toilets and everything.
Out at Jellystone Park, they're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Later on down the road, they're gonna have tree house, like,
neat
places.
Well, and the other, if you want to be a cool dad,
And
or,
I do.
Or mom. then go out there and spend the night one night in the treehouse. I'm telling you, when your parents do that, that is the greatest thing in the world.
It absolutely is. It's too much fun.
You can do a husband treehouse.
You can do that.
Satellite dish, a recliner. Could you get a recliner up?
Absolutely.
Big enough tree, but you still have to climb up the tree. That's the problem.
Just put like two rungs and have it real low.
I remember a treehouse that was nothing more than, remember how you put the 2x4s on the trunk to make a ladder?
Sure.
You climb up, and we got up there, and I think there were about like four boards.
That was it. It was a floor.
Place to sit.
It was a treehouse floor.
Yep.
But the leaves were the walls.
The tree huggers now are concerned about, you know, people driving nails into trees and stuff. But this website will tell you even how to build a tree house where you can't even harm the tree. It's a pretty neat deal.
All right, give them the site again.
www.thetreehouseguide.com.
I remembered all of it, but that www part, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's harder. Hey, don't forget to send to Ned Spurk at hotmail.com. Send me your outdoor stories, and I'm going to send you a neat-looking T-shirt.
Even though, from what I've heard, you're a hot M-A-L-E. The chicks, that's what the chicks tell me.
It's hard to distinguish between the two.
You know what? This is a great topic.
Hey, how do you spell Spurk? You want to spell
S-P-E-R-K, Spurk.
All right. Well, that was a very good topic. Do you have anything else before we depart?
Clean the garage.
Well,
hey, you know what?
That's an indoor-outdoor activity.
Yeah. Right.
You take
open
the stuff
door, clean the garage.
Put it out.
And have a garage sale.
Absolutely. It'd make it a family thing. It'll go a lot faster. I did it last weekend. Wasn't too bad.
Hey, and as far as this crappie fishing goes,
it's coming.
I spoke to a guy yesterday, and he has a place down at the lake, and he's one of those guys who buries about 8 big crappie bags.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, he's got some crappie. So I told him, I said, about 4 weeks, I'm going to call him, go down there, and I'll let you know if you want to run down there with me. We'll pull some of those out of there and get them out of his way.
I didn't hear the last part of your sentence. He buried crappie what?
Beds.
Crappie beds. Now, what is that?
It's that's like the recliner chair he was talking about. But
well, no, it's like a drop a dead, like a cedar tree.
Or an old Christmas tree.
Or any kind of old brush or entanglement. You drop it down in the water, and the crappie will gather.
They hang around
it. They live around there.
I didn't know that.
And
cedar
trees
are the best. You're right, Frank.
And if you know where those are.
Yeah. We'll go down there. I was down there with a friend of mine one time who asked me to show him how to clean a crappie, how to fillet one.
All right. Should I tell the story?
You may.
All right. Years ago, this is such an old story, and he never will let me forget. Years ago, Ned and I went crappie fishing, and we caught, and I'm not kidding, about 90.
Yeah.
About 90 fish.
What?
So
what's
about
possession?
90 crappie. 90. Okay. And yeah, the limit's 90, I believe.
Yeah,
and
it was then.
And so we got them. We got all these beautiful crappie, and there's no better eating than crappie except maybe walleye. And now it's time to clean them. And I said to Ned, I said, you know, it's been a long time since I cleaned fish. I said, maybe give me a refresher course and show me how to do it. And I never quite caught on till about 87.
I said, 87 in a row. I think I got it.
He said, are you ready to clean some? I said, no, I don't have it yet. I still don't have it. I mean, he must have cleaned fish in 3 solid hours.
I can just now open and close my hand.
Yeah. And you know, it's just so long ago, I forgot again already. So this spring, you teach me again.
I will.
All right. Well, this was a very good segment, and folks, that's a great idea. Get ready for spring and summer by kind of scoping out the treehouse. The tree, what's it called? Treehouse site.
Guide.
Treehouseguide.com.
And it's the Treehouse Guide.
The Treehouse Guide.
Okay, the Treehouseguide.com. All right, Ned, we'll talk next week.
You bet.
And we may change days on you. We may go. No, we'll do Thursday next week. Same
I'm
day.
Flexible guy. I'm
all right, Ned Spurk, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ned.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. That was, crappie bed. If you're ever talking fish and you want to sound like you know what you're doing, just go throw out the
one. One time a next-door neighbor came over after Christmas and asked me if he could have my Christmas tree.
Yep.
He's a fisherman.
That's exactly.
He wanted to throw it in the lake.
Right. That's the best thing you can drop in the lake is a Christmas tree.
Is that true for other fish, too?
Maybe crappie. Bass will come around it, but it's really a crappie bed.
They put about 5 trees in.
Yeah, well, the more fish, and some people know exactly how deep and all that stuff. Hey, if you want a boat, if you're talking about fishing and you want a boat, and you went to the boat show and you found something you like, how about the feeling of paying cash for it and no boat payment? You know, you can do that if you're a homeowner. You take the equity in your house, you use that equity, and you borrow the money for the boat, and now your boat's paid for. How about those credit cards? Those credit card bills you keep getting, wouldn't you love to get those things back to zero balance? You can do that, too. That's a bill consolidation loan. Kind of the same thing. You take the equity in your house, and you pay off the credit cards. Actually, American Equity Mortgage pays them off, and you pay them back, and now your payment is hundreds less every month, and you save thousands of dollars in what would have been hellacious interest. American Equity Mortgage. Why don't you give them a chance to say yes to digging you out of that hole you're in? 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage, and it is 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Her brother is accusing Michael Jackson of child molestation, and today she is on the witness stand in the pop star's trial. The sister of the young boy who appeared in that documentary of Jackson's life is talking to the jury now. Let's go live to the courtroom in Santa Maria, California, and ABC's Alex Stone.
Sherry, the accuser's sister told the court that Jackson flew her family to Miami on a private jet to tell them not to watch a documentary that showed him around young boys. Former prosecutor Jim Hammer.
I think she's coming off as quite credible. She's 18 years old, but she talks like a 13 or 14-year-old.
The sister also told the court that Jackson gave her brother gifts. Prosecutors claim the pop star held the family captive to keep them quiet. Sherry.
ABC's Alex Stone live at the courthouse in Santa Maria, California. About 2 hours ago, millionaire Steve Fawcett achieved his goal of becoming the first person to fly alone around the world without stopping to refuel. ABC News aviation expert John Mann says it's an interesting footnote.
It's not Lindbergh, but it pushes the milestone a little bit further out.
Fawcett landed in Salina, Kansas, 67 hours after taking off. Well, this is it for Martha Stewart. She is counting down the hours until she can leave the women's prison in Alderson, West Virginia. ABC's Bill Greenwood is in Alderson with more.
Everyone knows Stewart is a short timer, that she's about to be released, but no one knows when, except maybe for some prison officials, and they aren't talking. It could be in the wee dawn hours, as it was when Martha Stewart arrived here 5 months ago. Back then, she managed to keep her movements very low-key, and it seems she's trying to do the same as she leaves.
Maybe she's Bill Greenwood in Alderson, West Virginia. Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy's proposing raising the minimum wage from $5.15 an hour to $7.25 an hour.
Anyone that'll work 40 hours a week, 52 weeks of the year, should not have to live in poverty in the United States of America.
Most Republicans say they're for some increase, but this one is too dramatic. Dow gained 21 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Addicted to eBay? Here's a quick way to break the habit. Visit the new Overstock.com auction tab. You'll find an easy-to-use, buyer-friendly site with less clutter and no sniping. Plus a phone number with friendly people to answer your calls. When was the last time the big boys called you back? At Overstock.com auctions, we're all about amazing finds and amazing prices. Think of this as a cool flea market right next to the Overstock Outlet Mall. You'll win things here you'd never have a chance of winning on eBay.
First edition book.
A vintage designer gown.
Handcrafted candle.
All at incredible values. Think of eBay before millions of people drove prices sky high. And best of all, you'll find many of your favorite sellers right here at Overstock.com auctions. One thing you won't find is thousands of duplicate listings. We've made browsing fast and easy. Auctions aren't about eBay anymore. They're about the O. Go to Overstock.com and click on our new auction tab. We're doing the impossible, putting the thrill back in online auctions. Log on now.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. The Nissan Pathfinder of a Belleville man murdered yesterday has been discovered by St. Louis police detectives in the 900 block of Maple Place. KTRS's Steve Klotz reports the vehicle belongs to Michael Cooney, who was one of three people killed.
Authorities were going in and out of an apartment building next to where the vehicle was found. Marilyn Cooley lives nearby. She says the building is rumored to have a lot of drug activity, with people coming in and out constantly. She also says the neighborhood often has abandoned cars.
We don't really know who's doing it. We know that, you know, when we get up and look out the next morning, sometimes there's cars there that are abandoned on this coast.
Police were notified this morning when a neighbor noticed the Pathfinder, which wasn't normally in that area. Crews from MSD were on the scene assisting investigators as they looked through a nearby sewer. Investigators also talked to several neighbors in the area. Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
Cooney was stabbed to death inside his salon along with customers Dorothy Bone and Doris Fisher. The St. Clair County Coroner's Office has completed autopsies on the three victims. The results are not expected to be released until tomorrow. Detectives have not released the name of a 70-year-old man who was killed last night while crossing St. Charles Rock Road. It happened in Breckenridge Hills. Investigators say the victim was carrying a bag of groceries when he was struck by a motorcycle. The driver of the motorcycle wasn't seriously injured. A man prosecutors say was part of a group responsible for distributing $4 million worth of cocaine in the St. Louis area is heading to federal prison. 35-year-old Reginald Johnson has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. He was convicted in December, conspiracy to distribute cocaine and PCP, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. A 35-year-old man is accused of robbing two area banks. Scott Gordon Payne has been indicted by a federal grand jury, two felony counts of bank robbery. Payne allegedly robbed a National City Bank branch in Arnold and a U.S. Bank branch on Telegraph Road. The robberies occurred in October. No injuries occurred. Amtrak described as an important transportation option by the Senate President Pro Tem, Mike Gibbons of Kirkwood.
I think in today's world where you need some transportation options and the bus service is about gone, we really need to retain that, and we're going to work as hard as we can to keep it.
Gibbons is blasting a House panel's vote to eliminate $6 million in Amtrak funding, money which pays for passenger train service between St. Louis and Kansas City. On Wall Street this afternoon, the Dow finishing the day up 21, the NASDAQ down 9, and the S&P up 1. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast. Meteorologist John Fuller, chance of showers tonight, 35. The overnight low tomorrow, cloudy and a high of 60, and Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 45. It's 48. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 4:06, you're up to date. Here's traffic with Karen Vale in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. Traffic sponsored by McDonald's. Come into McDonald's today. Enjoy a classic Filet-O-Fish sandwich, a golden crispy fish filet with American cheese and special tartar sauce on a steamed bun, only at McDonald's. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Clayton Skinker. An incident's been cleared away, but traffic is still backed up to Kings Highway. Eastbound 70 between 270 and St. Charles Rock Road. An accident. The right lane is blocked and traffic is backed up through Earth City Expressway. Southbound 270 at Gravois. An incident's been cleared, but traffic still stacked back to 44. Westbound on 40 between Big Bend and Hanley. Traffic running heavy. On the eastbound side of 40, it slows between 170 and Laclede Station. Westbound 44, slow in the two right lanes, Lindbergh out to 270. Downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are lining up. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550 KTRS.
This weekend only at Gateway Center, Collinsville, the Consumer Electronics and Computer Sales Liquidation Event of the Year. Car TVs from $79, car DVDs $79, car CD players $39, 1,000-watt amps with remote-based controllers $79, 1,000-watt subs $29, custom subwoofer enclosures $39, flip-down car TVs $149, car apps $19, sub-amps $25, 6x9s $19, truckloads of car speakers from $9, Kenwood, Sony, Pioneer, Rockford, Fosgate, JVC, Alpine, and more. Home theater systems with DVD $99, 27-inch color TVs $169, 32-inch TVs $249, 13-inch color TVs $79, VCRs $29, DVD player $39, DVD VCR combo $69. All items need to be liquidated. No reasonable offer refused. This weekend only at Gateway Center, Collinsville. Also a huge selection of computers from $99, notebooks $199, printers and scanners $39, digital cameras $29, handheld computers $99. You better hurry for the best selection. This Friday, noon to 9, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 11 to 5 at Gateway Center, Collinsville. All items need to be liquidated.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope. Call 1-800-500-7719 and I'll send you this wonderful free tape. That's 1-800-500-7719.
You can go almost anywhere to buy a car, but when you shop at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, you'll experience the Ackerman Advantage. This is Doug Ackerman, and we work hard every day to earn your business the old-fashioned way, with an honest deal and the assurance that you get a great new or pre-owned vehicle for a great price. The Ackerman Advantage means that you'll get a car, truck, or SUV you want at the price you want, and with no hype, no hassles, and no high-pressure gimmicks. Stop in today. We're Ackerman Buick Hyundai on 270 at Newhall's Ferry Road.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gel.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what liquid fast pain relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer. These days, getting a good deal means a good deal more than it used to. When you come into a Men's Warehouse, you'll enjoy our personalized service. But when you leave, you may find that you've gotten something equally valuable. Change in your pocket.
Hi, George. My name is Bill Novador, and I just want you to know that the service that I received at your store has been exemplary. That's number one. Number two, the clothing that I purchased, mostly in the $200 range, they have served me well. I wear suits 5 days a week, and I have never felt better, nor have I looked better, and I used to spend a heck of a lot more. But these suits remind me of suits that I've spent $800 or $1,000 on. Thank you.
100% wool suits starting at just $200 every day at Men's Warehouse.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
8 St. Louis area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Commerce Bank asks the right questions, listens carefully, and provides you with solutions that fit you best. It's a promise from Commerce Bank. www.commercebank.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Do this. I'm dying to get some food from Jimmy Yin's, and Peon and I have to stay here a little bit tonight and do some work, and I'm trying to figure out how to get somebody to go by there and get us some stuff. And what's a good delivery rate? $20 bill? $20 to bring it over? That's pretty good, isn't it?
You ought to have stuff delivered, although you and Peon, maybe Dan and Karen and I would like some too, so...
You know what?
Maybe have like a carload of stuff.
No.
You guys are welcome to stay around late o'clock and eat with us if you like to.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
That'll get rid of them.
Those peanut noodles, those are my... Oh.
Don't start, man, because I haven't had anything to eat. And, I'm really, really thinking about that. Is Matt on the phone?
Yes.
All right, let me set this up. Hey, Matt, are you there?
I'm here, Frank.
Before we get Joe Hipperson, Matt here dropped me a little email, and it really did catch my eye because it's not every day you get to talk to somebody whose car is about to roll over 500,000 miles.
Whoa. Oh, you win.
Now, how old is the vehicle and what is it?
It's a 95 Chrysler LHS.
Okay, so it's only 10 years old.
Right.
It's an LHS, one of the big Chrysler
sedans.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And you, has it had another engine put in it?
I had an engine put in it about 343,000 miles.
Wow. So this is 500,000 on the car.
Right.
But the second time around engine-wise.
What about transmission?
Transmission I had to replace twice. Both with 240,000 miles on it.
Man, you get your money's worth out of a car.
I absolutely do.
You really do.
And tires?
Tires, I usually buy generic tires.
You must have gone through 10 sets of tires.
Absolutely.
And are you a strict 3,000-mile oil changer?
Well, with the amount of highway driving, I usually bump it up to about 5,000.
And what do you do that you drive so much?
I'm a nurse. I'm a hospice nurse.
Yeah, good for you.
I drive anywhere from Fredericktown all the way out to Bowling Green or Herman, Missouri.
And which means you go to usually, what, the homes of people who are real ill?
Well, I do that. I'm the chief operating officer, and I pretty much step up to do whatever needs to be done. I usually in the summertime, I help cover for vacations, and I'm out visiting patients.
And you must be out visiting. 50,000 miles a year is pretty healthy mileage for a guy who's not a traveling salesman or regional rep or something.
Well, you know, and thank God I got AM and the PM to help me along.
Oh, yeah.
And is it a point in your brain where you're saying, I'm going to drive this thing till there's no more driving to do? Have you got that mindset?
I pretty much do. I just put a brand new driver's seat in the car, so I'm good to go for another 250,000.
That is great. Yeah, because at what point do you get another car? You've already, the engine won't stop you. You just replace it.
Transmission, it's a challenge.
Just replace it. Tires, replace them.
Yeah.
Driver's seat, replace it. Now, why'd you have to replace the driver's seat after 10 years? Did you poop in your pants or something?
Well, I think I finally wore it out, jumping in and out of that thing.
At what point will you say, all right, time for a new car? What has to happen?
Well, you know, my wife Kathy's been on me to, why don't you get a new car? Because, you know, out in the middle of the night, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I keep telling her, it doesn't pay me to get a new car and do that to a brand new car. So
does she work?
Yes, she does.
So you could get a car if you wanted a new one.
Sure.
Well, plus, you pretty much know it inside and out. I mean, every time something comes along, you just fix it.
Yeah, it's part of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Except sometimes in the middle of the night when you're stuck on the highway because you've gone off into a ditch, then you're feeling pretty lonesome.
But that can happen in any car. It can happen in a brand new car.
Sure.
Now, you, $50,000 a year, you change the oil about every $5,000. You burn, what is your gasoline? I mean, good night, gas just went up like 20 cents a gallon. You got to hate that.
Well, not down in Jackson. It's $1.63.
Hmm.
Oh. I paid that this morning.
I did something like this, Matt, in speech pathology for a while. And
she's a doctor, you know.
No, oh, I know.
Not a doctor. No, I'm not. But I didn't do it for numbers of years. I did that same territory, like Bowling Green, Hannibal, west to maybe Kingdom City and Columbia, and south to Fredericktown.
Kingdom City.
But
well, you get around, don't you?
But you know what, Matt? After 6 months of it, it starts to wear on you, and it came around to vacation time. And we went out west. We went to Wyoming. Merle drove every single mile. I didn't want to drive at all. I wanted a complete break from it. It gets to you after a while, or does it to you?
No, it really doesn't. Oh. And somebody says, well, you know, God, you got to go 20 miles someplace. That's nothing.
Well, I'm one of those people, I can't stand to drive. I just don't like to drive. Now, on a nice day, on a nice road, I like to drive. After about 2 or 3 hours, I'm finished. And if we take a trip or go to Colorado or whatever, I do all the driving just because my wife knows I don't like it. That's why she makes me go. And I can't stay awake. I mean, I cannot hold my eyes open.
Well, she doesn't care about the family. She doesn't care about anybody.
No. So I know people. My late father-in-law was like you. He didn't care how long the drive was. 3 days, okay, Papa, 3 days, let's all drive to California. Man, he's behind the driver's seat. Beep, beep, let's go. And he just loved it. It didn't bother him at all. In fact, he told me he drove when my wife was real small. They drove back from somewhere in Northern California to St. Louis, and he drove it 36 hours straight through and only stop for gas and go to the bathroom.
Wow.
I could not do that.
I couldn't do that.
No, I couldn't.
When Bugface and I were first married, I was a musician. Mm-hmm. I had that motorhome, and we took a few trips to Florida, and she would say, I can drive, I can take care of things. So I'd drive for like 6 hours or something like that, and I'd say, okay, man, I'm really getting tired. You want to drive? Yes, okay, I'll drive. And I'd go back there and lay in the bed, and she'd be up there and go, oh, my God! And it just didn't work, so I still drove all the time.
It's hard to sleep when she's up there going, oh, that was a close one. It's hard to sleep.
Well, I think we're going
to
die.
Matt, what is the exact mileage right now? How close are you to 500,000?
I went over yesterday. I was driving right at River de Pere on 55. So I'm at
282
miles.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
You know, the only other question, Matt, has this car ever been wrecked?
Well, depends on what you mean by wrecked. I hit a deer. It wasn't even deer season.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And got the whole left side replaced.
Mm.
But I've never really had another car-to-car accident.
Matt, I have to interrupt everything here just for a second. You did say that you wouldn't object to driving a new car. Is that right?
Why, Frank?
No, let me finish here.
Okay.
I just was told that Johnny Landolf,
Oh, man.
Just called
Uh-oh.
Her. He
Holy
heard.
Cow.
Now, listen to this. He just heard what you were saying about that Chrysler. And he said to tell you that when you get ready to buy a new car, he hopes you'll buy a Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah. Come in and talk to him.
Yeah, Ronnie Londo. Yeah,
I tell you what, I'll go up to Washington and Elizabeth, and I'll go see him.
Yeah.
Well, you're
well,
you're a good guy. I don't think you can expect a whole lot in trade-in.
Oh, I don't think so.
Or maybe it starts going the other way. Once you cross 500,000 miles, maybe the value starts increasing
again. I doubt it. I think this is one of those cars that you when they say, we'll give you, you know, $1,000 or whatever, no matter what you bring in, this is what you bring in.
Yeah.
This is the one you bring
in.
And
I'll be pushing it.
Matt, good luck to you, and wow, you know, happy motoring, I guess.
Hey, thanks a lot, Frank. And
keep doing what you're doing with that hospice thing. That's a special breed of person that does that. It really is.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks for calling.
All right, Matt.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That was a good Elvis there.
When he said thanks for calling, it reminded me of Moon.
But we did call him.
I know, but it reminded me of Moon. He said thanks for calling. He, you know, I just heard Moon's voice when he said that.
All right, thanks for calling.
That's right. Rest in peace. Say hi to Bernice up there. All right. We are about a minute away from the man who's too hip to be on this show. Speaking of, you know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see Matt be able to go up to Bomberito Cadillac, Blondoff, Newbold, any of these places, buy something brand new. And I think he will because he's AM and the PM. Now, Matt, if you're listening, and I don't know how much you have to carry around. If you need, obviously, you're in a car. You don't need a big SUV. But if your next stop, if you've got it in your head that you want to step it up there to a Cadillac, we, as an AM and the PM, you know where we want you to go. It's where we want everybody to go for a Cadillac. And that is Bomberito Cadillac, where Price sells Cadillacs. And this is the place that over the last almost 13 years has put people behind the wheel of Cadillacs who probably didn't think they would be able to get behind the wheel of a Cadillac. They thought, well, that's still 2-3 years away from me. That's the difference when you go where Price sells Cadillacs. And what great products. And I've mentioned it before, and I saw it again last night. Have you seen the TV commercial where it's the ballroom dance floor and all those black cars are dancing?
Yes.
And the doors open, and here's the Cadillac. And what do they say at the end? Party's over. It is a great commercial.
Yes,
Cadillac is all over it. And Bomberito Cadillac is all over it. Say hi to Jake Naughton. Say hi to Andy. Say hi to Dick. Just say hi to everybody there. Tell them you're AM and the PM, and because you're AM and the PM, you deserve to take a test drive in a Cadillac. They'll be so nice to you, it'll scare you at first. Bomberito Cadillac in St. Peter's, Interstate 70, Cave Springs, where Price sells Cadillacs.
Get the bees square.
Maybe hip to be square, but it is not hip to be this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, he is hip on entertainment. He is Joe Hipperson.
Thank you very much. And, of course, a big thank you to Steve Maddock of St. Louis for making my presence possible. Spring is right around the corner, and with that comes spring cleaning. Get your carpet clean today. Call Steve Maddock, 314-434-4600. Save money. Ask about the hip discount.
Spring, bring it on.
All right. We've got three big films opening up at a theater near you this weekend. The Jacket, The Pacifier, and Be Cool. The Jacket is a movie about a war veteran who is admitted to an asylum for a murder he didn't commit. He gets super high off drugs and has hallucinations about the future while he's locked in a morgue closet. Sounds like a lot of fun. The Pacifier. Have you guys seen the previews for this movie?
No.
That's Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah. I liked this movie better the first time I saw it, when it was Hulk Hogan in Mr. Nanny.
Yes. Yeah, same movie.
Seriously.
Same movie.
All right, Be Cool is the third flick opening up in theaters this weekend. Now, for those of you who do not know, Be Cool is a sequel to the very successful 1995 film Get Shorty. John Travolta delivered a great 1-2 punch in 1994 and 95 when he put out Pulp Fiction and Get Shorty. I love Get Shorty.
Hey, what was that?
Very excited.
Hey, Joe, what was the movie? I always confuse them, where they sent John, there's a scene where they send John Travolta to the store. They're trying to fry some chicken. And they need, Get Shortening.
Thank you!
Get Shortening,
Brad.
I was setting something up. I love Get Shorty. I was very excited when I first read that they were going to go ahead with the sequel. But then I saw the sequel. I have to warn everyone excited about Be Cool. Be Cool is to Get Shorty What Caddyshack 2 is to Caddyshack?
That's good.
All I'm going to say. That's the best movie review you will get for Be Cool. Very disappointing. Concerts coming through town this weekend. Tonight at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino, you can see a tribute to the Dave Matthews Band. Group is called Trippin' Billies. Speaking of tributes, Friday and Saturday night, The Pageant has 1964, the Beatles tribute band.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, very too. Good stuff. The Sheldon Concert Hall has Irish singer Mara O'Connell tomorrow night.
But girls like it too.
If that happens to you when you're walking out and you start talking Irish, I suggest you come back the very next night, because Saturday the Sheldon also has the St. Louis Irish Arts. The young people of the St. Louis Irish Arts will fill the Sheldon with singers, instrumentalists, and lively step dancers. The colorful costumes will entertain you and promise to bring a little bit of the Emerald Isles to St. Louis. The Larry Garner Blues Band are hitting BB's Jazz Blues and Soups on Broadway Saturday night. Looking for a laugh this weekend? Anybody want to see a comedian this weekend?
You bet. You bet, Joe.
Sure.
Jim Florentine. He does some of the voices on Comedy Central's show Crank Yankers.
Oh, yeah. Do you know which ones he does? He does special ed.
He will be at the Funny Bone Westport tonight, Friday and Saturday. Over at the Fairview Heights Funny Bone, you can check out Augie Smith. Sunday night at the Duck Room at Blueberry Hill, you can see comedian Arvin Mitchell.
Who's
that?
Beats me. Hey, who wants to have some down in the dirt family fun?
Hey, Augie Smith's son is still in American Idol. Who wants to have some what kind of fun?
Who wants to have some down in the dirt family
who
fun?
Who wouldn't? You're talking now.
This Saturday, Edward Jones Dome, you can enjoy the World Supercross Grand Prix.
I'm there, dude.
Hey. Serious dirt track motorbike action.
You know what? Have you ever seen that? That's really cool. I took my boys there a couple of years ago. It's awesome.
Yeah, look at that testimonial from Dan. Sure. You can take your kids. Bond, be father of the year. Racing starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are going to cost you $10 to $35. And last but not least. What happens when friends cross the line and become lovers?
Oh, man.
Hey, to find out, go to the fabulous Fox Theater for the stage production, Lovers and Friends. Lies fly, emotions erupt, and the stage is set for a truly uncensored, hilarious, and outrageously entertaining adventure in seduction, betrayal, heartbreak, revenge, and oh, so sweet true love.
Beautiful.
The play starts today and goes through Sunday. Tickets range in price, $29 to $37. That's going to do it for me. Of course, I'd like to thank Stematic of St. Louis. They make my presence possible. Spring is right around the corner, and with that, spring cleaning. Get your carpet clean today. Call Stematic 314-434-4600. Save money and ask about the HIP discount. I am Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS, and I am hip on entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good weekend, y'all.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye.
He'll be back Tuesday, and he'll tell you what is out, what's released, what's new on DVD.
Dan, we've been through this 100 times. This is the part where we go to the phones and we need names on the screen.
Speaking of Joe Hipperson.
7.5 years. Go ahead.
And out and about. You know what I told Bugface I wanted to do this year? I want to go to the Muni Opera and sit right down front in one of those, like, Oklahoma things. I haven't done that in like 30 or 35 years. I just want to see if I still hate it.
You know what? When you guys get ready to go, call us. And
you want to do it too?
And we'll decline.
Give us a chance to turn you down.
Dancing and singing.
Yeah. No thanks.
A few of those are good.
There's
a few.
Well, hey, something for everybody. That's just not for me. Let's go to Carl. Hello, Carl.
Yeah, wondering if you needed that food run again later this evening, you said.
Well, Carl, are you available?
Well, generally, yes.
There's a $20 bill. Oh, your courier company.
Yes.
Well, what do you charge to go from, Jimmy Inn's is on Manchester between Barry and McKnight to come out to Westport? What do you charge for that?
Well, have the honor of bringing you dinner, I'd be happy to do a you buy, I fly.
Well, how about a $20 bill for the run? Is that fair?
That'd be fine, yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. You give Dan a number. I'll give you, we'll call, put an order in. We'll tell you where to go and all that stuff.
All right, that'll work.
Can you give a number where he can get a hold of you directly?
Certainly.
All right, Carl.
Well, thank you.
Hang on here. Hey, Peon, there's our dinner.
Hey, number one, Dan, get that guy's number.
Hey, we're getting dinner, Carol.
All right,
Carol.
Yeah,
8 o'clock. Food served at 8 o'clock. We have, I believe, Dan's abbreviation for bulletin. It says traffic, B-O-L-L. That's a
traffic ball.
Bulletin, traffic bowl. Let's see what we have here. Hey, Bob, you have a traffic bulletin?
I have a traffic bulletin.
All right, hang on here. It is 4:30. We interrupt our programming to bring you this special traffic bulletin. Let's go live to Bob. Take it away, Bob.
Eastbound 70, just east of the Blanchett Bridge, there is a car fire on the shoulder, but there's quite a bit of smoke on the traffic lanes, and there's a big block of traffic in both directions, and a lot of smoke. Continuing eastbound on 70, it is 5 to 10 miles an hour, and I don't know why yet. All the way almost to the airport.
Bob, I think there is an accident just east of 270 also.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, but there's, like I say, there was that car fire on 70, and it's actually messing up westbound also.
Wow. Karen is always on top
of
it.
Well, and we'll have...
We will have... Roving traffic reporter Bob for KTRS, AM in the PM.
All right, thank you, Bob. Good job.
And we will have Paul Ford here in a moment.
Yeah. You are always
on
top of it.
Always on. Well, see, I tried to say it three times, and you guys just talk and talk and talk all over me, and I can't get it out, so now I'm not going to do it. It was good, too. It was good. 4:31, let's talk about McDonald's and fish and the Lenten season and Filet-O-Fish, if you haven't tried it for a while. Crispy fish filet, American cheese, special tartar sauce on a steamed bun. Lunch, dinner, late-night snack. You see those golden arches lit up? That means they're open at the drive-thru 24 hours a day. Do not forget about Filet-O-Fish. And breakfast, it does not have to slow you down in the morning, especially when you can run through and grab. My favorite thing now to grab in the morning, I have two favorites, just a good old bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit and a McGriddle. Two hot griddle cakes. The maple syrup, the taste of it, and the syrup itself is baked right in. And in between, you can have bacon, egg, and cheese. You can have sausage, egg, and cheese. It's a McGriddle. If you haven't tried it, you're missing something. Please do. At McDonald's.
McGraw Millhaven here to tell you about the Vincent K. Blair Agency, specializing in health insurance for individuals and families. I've met with Vince, and I'm amazed at how willing Vince is to take the time to work with people and make sure they have the right health insurance for their situation. If you're self-employed or on COBRA or don't have health insurance at all, you need to call Vincent K. Blair today at 314-961-7777. Licensed in both Illinois and Missouri. Call Vince about your individual circumstances today. 314-961-7777. All sevens.
They're the best of the best. The cream puffs of program cars. Sunset Ford has scoured the land for the best pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, and we chose only the best. Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, even Freestars. All quality checked with 115-point inspection and certified to give you a 6-year, 75,000-mile factory warranty. And qualified buyers get low 4.5 Ford financing for 60 months. These babies are like new, clean and detailed from the tires to new wiper blades. Choose from 15 certified 04 Tauruses, just $11,995. Save on 04 Freestars, now $15,995. Certified 05 Escapes are $19,995. And Sunset has quality certified 04 Explorers and Expeditions, too. And remember, all Sunset quality certified vehicles come with 6-year, 75,000-mile warranties and low 4.5 Ford financing. But these cream puffs will sell fast, so hurry and book best selection.
Don't close the deal, Sunset.
Bravoy and Lindbergh.
4:33 at the Big 550. Let's find Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550 and find out what's going on eastbound 70. Paul.
And, well, we have slow traffic here in eastbound 70 east of the Blanchett Bridge. Car fire and smoke attracting attention to both sides of the highway, east and westbound 70, both slow as they approach that car fire east of the Blanchett Bridge. Also, eastbound 70 east of 270, an earlier accident should be just about clear to the shoulder. Westbound on 40, look for heavy traffic. West of Hampton, there was an earlier accident, so it's jammed east of Hampton through McCausland and Hanley Road. Slow pockets out through McKnight. Southbound 67 near Bonterre had a report of an accident involving an
overturned car. This report of service of Regions Bank Union Planters is now Regions for over 2 million Union Planters customers. Banking just got even better. Call forward to the KERS Charter Communications Debt Shopper.
Have you had it with Old Man Winter?
Are you ready for some fun in the sun?
Then get a free vacation when you close a home loan or refinance with Golden Oak Lending.
I'm Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak. Whether you're purchasing a new home or refinancing the one you've got, we'll save you money, plus treat you to a Marriott weekend vacation.
I'm Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak. We've teamed up with Marriott to bring you your choice of 400 destinations, including Key West, Las Vegas, Orlando, and many others.
Now's the time to call before rates go up. They're still at a 30-year low, but the clock is ticking.
Call Golden Oak Lending now at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Whether you're buying a new home or consolidating your debt, get a lower payment and a free vacation with Golden Oak Lending.
314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, cured by...
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-GOLD. Vacation offer available for a limited time. Call for details.
They laughed at me when I sat down at the poker table, but when I played...
What if you could beat all your friends at poker? Why stop there? What if you could beat world champions at poker? And what if you could learn how to do it absolutely free? Learn the secrets the pros don't want you to know by calling now for your free quick start kit from Ultimate Poker.
Now I just don't beat my friends. I humiliate them.
I never thought about playing professionally, but I am now.
There's a lot of money to be made in this game.
Whether you've never picked up a deck of cards or you're a seasoned veteran of the game, you need to call for your free quick start kit from Ultimate Poker. 1-800-900-3142.
The tips are really mind-blowing. I didn't think winning at poker could be this easy.
I went from beginner to pro overnight. I've never gotten something free before that made me so much money.
Find out how to get your free quick start kit from Ultimate Poker by calling 1-800-900-3142. That's 1-800-900-3142. 1-800-900-3142.
Happy Monday, everybody. Here's the weekly update. Production's up 7%. Good, good. Absenteeism is way down. Great. And the big news... We reached a new milestone, 352 days with no donuts.
When your employees take responsibility for their health, you'll see a boost in productivity and better morale. That's the secret of My Choice by Mercy Health Plans. My Choice empowers your employees to live better and be healthier by quitting smoking, lowering cholesterol, exercising, and more. You get the power to control health benefit costs long-term, giving you a competitive edge.
Oh, yeah. Whoever left those sweaty gym shoes in the break room, way to go. I smell lower premiums.
Learn more about My Choice by Mercy Health Plans. Call 1-800-830-1918 or contact your independent consultant. Rewarding healthy choices. It's a sign of things to come.
The all-American male has few requirements. Food, shelter, professional sporting events on TV, and a regular haircut. Fortunately for these red-blooded urban warriors, there's Sport Clips, a haircutting place made just for guys with all the things guys like. Things like TVs everywhere, and they're all tuned to sports. And there's no girl talk, not in this arena. Instead, Sport Clips has manly things like hot towel treatments, free neck trims between haircuts, and great haircuts at a reasonable price. For guys. At Sport Clips, it's all about you, the all-American male. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Visit one of nine St. Louis area locations. To find the Sport Clips nearest you, visit sportclips.com. They have Guy Smart Stylist to give you a great-looking haircut while you watch sports. Try an all-star massage treatment today. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Transmission problems? Don't take your chances. Take it to the experts. AMCO, AA, MCO. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the center nearest you.
Check out Harrah's Lucky Break every Wednesday night at the Voodoo Cafe and Lounge. Be sure to go and cheer your favorite contestants, plus two wildcard singers will be selected each week. Enter to win only at Harrah's.
Came dancing to my door.
This is how you get in touch with us, 314. I can't believe it. I just I forgot it for 1 second, and now it's back.
Wow.
314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. I think maybe, if not the best, one of the best campaign commercials I have ever seen, and it's one that you can watch and go, wow, we're so proud that's been on the air. These Francis Lay commercials, there's no mudslinging, there's no name-calling. It's good old look at St. Louis and how far we've come, and we're going to be a great city again. Whoever did that campaign, that's the way campaign commercials ought to be. My question is, why are they spending the money to do them? The other two people don't have a snowball's chance. There's no race here.
No.
It's not necessary. We don't need, if they had run those commercials, Francis Lay, you know, St. Louis is a great city again, if they had run them 10 times, done. We're done. It's like
overkill.
But
it's just a primary in the Democratic Party. There isn't even a Republican candidate.
It seems to be excessive money that doesn't need to be spent. But as quality of the product goes, great commercials.
Although, isn't there some law? I mean, he may have enough money in the coffers there that... Don't they have to spend a certain amount?
The matching funds?
I don't know how that works.
I don't know if that goes nationally.
Maybe he had contributions.
Locally. I don't know.
Specifically for advertising. I don't know. But he also, I think, has a great presence on television.
Was that one of the coffers?
Yeah.
I'm a bad citizen. I pay absolutely no attention to local politics.
Well, and you're not in the city, which makes
even the county, I should pay more attention. It's always their county. They're always talking about schools and stuff. And
you hate kids.
I love kids. I love kids, but I don't really care that much.
number one cause of divorce in this country, we think it is
women.
Oh, women.
Money.
Bingo.
Money.
Number one, money. We're going to talk a little bit more about money here probably tomorrow because the tax time's coming, less than 6 weeks away. All right, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Let me check. Pretty good. pretty good.
Hey, I was calling because... I'm that crazy person that calls about once every other year to tell you I sit in the bleachers out there. That's the Academy Award.
I just
wanted to know what you guys thought about the show this year.
Boring. Boring. Chris Rock, boring. The show, boring. Not bad, not good, just boring to me. It was just there. It wasn't anything spectacular.
And I liked it better than in past years, but take Chris Rock away. I just didn't care at all.
Yeah, my parents thought the same thing. And getting to your politics thing that you just mentioned, it was funny that you had mentioned that there was a blip flying around, and it had like a little, one of those little flying display ad things, and it said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, bad actors make worse governors.
Wow.
Flying all over the whole city. It was very interesting.
Now, interesting. I hope you mean in L.A., not over St. Louis.
No, it was in L.A.
Oh, that's good. It wouldn't have made much sense here.
But what I wanted to tell you is the other night I watched probably one of the best movies I think I've ever seen. I don't know if you've seen it.
Sling Blade?
The Notebook. Have you seen that?
It's outstanding.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's basically why I was calling, because for those people out there who have not seen that movie, rent it.
What's that about? It's about Alzheimer's. You need to be 40. Would you agree, Jill? You need to be at least 40 to really appreciate it. You need to have parents a little older. I don't know that too many 18-year-olds would really get that movie. But
I would probably say you have to be closer to at least 30, but that was probably one of the best movies I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Who's in it? James Garner and who else? Gina Rowlands? Is that who I'm thinking of? Who is it, Jill?
I don't even have I can't remember the older lady's name with the blonde hair, but she's been around for a long time. But James Garner is one of the key figures. He plays the man. I forget the two young people that play in it, and they're like newcomers, but...
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the movie, rent it for all the people that are out there, because it is absolutely fantastic.
Very powerful, and have a box of Kleenex.
You'll
well up at least. All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, and I'm AM and PM.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There she goes, and here comes Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Let me check. How we doing?
Good. We're doing good.
All right.
Love your show. I just had a couple of comments. You know, I've been listening to a lot of talk radios and television, and I find out that everything, the bottom line is driven about money. Today we're told, I'm out of the 60s, so I grew up with a lot of freedom that we'll never see again in this country. But, you know, we feared the bomb and communism, and I'm fearing the same things again today, but in a little different twist. You know, we're told not to eat this, and don't smoke that, and don't do this, and don't do that. And we're told indirectly by insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies are the ones that support our politicians, and they're the ones that are the forefront for the new wave in America. And nobody seems to want to mind their business. They want to mind my business and everybody else's business in this country. You know, now there's another new law being proposed in Missouri about seatbelts. You know, everybody has to wear them. You know, I agree children should have restraints, but, you know, I'm 21, and now the insurance companies are behind that still again. Everything's about money.
Well, it is about money, but in the case of the seatbelts, and I agree with you, I should be able to make the choice. The problem with that and the helmet thing is that in the end, if nobody wears them, it ends up costing all of us money because the medical bills go up, the insurance rates go up. It actually is a savings for everybody. But deep down, bottom line, I agree with you. I don't want to be told to do that. I don't want to be fined for not wearing
I agree with your opinion, but, you know, it's another way to intrude in a person's life and through in your, you know, I have nothing to hide, but, you know, it's another way to get in your car and see what's going on. And ultimately, have you ever seen insurance premiums go down because maybe last year was a big year of not having to pay out for insurance companies?
No.
It always goes up.
They never go the other way.
No. And, you know, we all know that, but nobody does anything about it.
Here's the other thing, Chuck. Your insurance company never calls you and says, hey, you haven't had a claim in 3 years. We're dropping your rates. They never do that.
Well, that gets back to the politicians. Who supports and gives the most dinners in Jefferson City and, you know, Washington? It's the insurance companies, pharmaceuticals. It's all about money. And I wish people would catch on and start demanding our rights. You know, give us a reduction.
Yeah, here's what I'm waiting for to see this happen is a law that if a police officer sees you outside on a day and the temperature is below 50 and you don't have on an adequate coat, they're going to fine you because you might get cold. And if you get a cold, you miss work and it costs the company money. Mm-hmm. And now insurance goes up and it's like secondhand sneezing or something. So now because you didn't have a coat and hat on or something.
Well, it's actually coming to that. I mean, you know, things that we would have thought ridiculous 30, 40 years ago. I mean, you know, people out of the 1800s wouldn't believe you had to have dog tags and tags to ride your wagon and on and on. It's all about money.
Now, the best one was the state sticker, the registration sticker that you used to have, and thank goodness they stopped it, on a trolling motor on your boat.
It was another way to
get money. You had the license, the boat, the outboard motor, and the trolling motor, and the trailer.
Well, you know, we're one of the few states that, if not the only state that has personal property tax. Most people don't know that. They just assume, oh, that's the way it is across America.
Yeah.
We're one of the few states that has personal property tax. They used to come in your house and see what type of furniture you had. I mean, you talk about invasion of privacy and what we as Americans have really put up with. I can't believe it. I mean, we're like little kindergartens being told what to do next, and we're submissive.
Last Friday, I get home from here, and on my front door, there's a card. And it said that we were here, you weren't here, we're the tax assessor people, and we've determined by just walking by or driving by that your home now is worth more than 15% of the value it was last year. So I called them, and I just said, this is unacceptable. How can you come walk up to my front door, look at the house, and hang a thing on here? You didn't go in the house. And you're telling me this house now, just based on that, well, it's based on the real estate around you. And I said, not acceptable. I said, how do I challenge this, and what do I do? And they told me, and I said, all right, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, I hate that. So remember those drive-by appraisals they had?
Mm-hmm.
They're crazy. They never even stopped. They just drove by and went, okay, that house is more tax. So that was more tax.
Well, I've challenged them in the past, and believe me, you will get nowhere.
Well, we'll see.
You got to look at the whole system, who's appointed, and what ultimately is going to become of the situation.
Yeah. And you know the sad thing? Here's the sad thing. They say your house is, 20% more in value. You challenge it, and they go, you're right, we took a closer look. It's 30% more. I'm not kidding. That happens to people.
Everybody's afraid to speak up anymore, Frank.
You get burned for speaking up.
Yeah.
They'll show you. All right,
this is America. Thank God.
Thank you, Chuck.
Bye.
All right, we won't go there anymore. That's another show. That's another show for another station, or at least another part of the day on this station. How we doing?
We're good.
Beyond, we okay? Here's Bill, everybody. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hello, Karen.
Well, hello, Bill.
Hey, Frank, I need the problem solvers. Are they around?
Oh. Well, they're not around. We're around because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Well, my wife may be expecting another baby, and we currently don't have any health insurance. Do you, as the problem solvers, know where we might be able to go and get possible medical treatment and vitamins and all of that?
I can help you. There are several hospitals in the area. They have tremendous clinics, and they will take information from you and decide on a sliding scale if you qualify and how much you would have to pay. And I know from personal experience within my immediate family that St. John's Mercy is one of those. I don't know what the qualifications are, but I would suggest starting there and go with a few other major hospitals in the area.
She's a doctor, you know.
Yeah. Right. No, I'm not.
CFDI. Yeah.
But, Bill, there is some help out there.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've done it again. I was going to say, or you could be an original American Indian and leave teepee and go squat behind a stump and just have the baby there. They've done that for thousands of years.
Yeah. That's a little heavy for this show, but hey, we had the answer. Thanks to having a doctor.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes
but
it pays to have a physician, MD, whatever she is in the house. All right, we can do one more. Can we sneak one more? I think we can because we're all caught up here. This would be Joe. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, Frank. I'm not going to mention the name of my insurance company, but I've been with them for 30 years, and they do send me a notice once in a while that we reduced the rate for in your zip code by this much, and I get a discount for accident-free driving, for no traffic violations.
Wow, you know what? Good for you. Man. I've never had that happen. No. You know when it happens? When you call them and say, hey, I'm thinking about reevaluating and maybe going with another company, and then they re-look, they take another look and go, you know what? We found some savings for you, but you got to force them.
Let me mention one other thing, and this is something that I don't think anybody thinks about, and I found out accidentally, and that is that the insurance companies have switched from replacement value to actual cash value if you total your car. So if you buy a brand new car, you buy a brand new BMW, and you drive it off the lot and go about two blocks and get hit in the side by a concrete truck, you won't get your car paid off.
No, you get the value of it after it's taken that initial depreciation hit.
That's right, and it drops about 20% as soon as you drive it off the lot.
Yeah, that's a good thing to know. And maybe there's an optional policy where you can get full replacement.
There is usually through the manufacturers themselves.
Okay. All right. Good advice.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
See ya. Bye.
Smart audience.
Mm-hmm.
Smarter than we are. I've already had my cup of Thomas coffee. I'm a one cup a show guy. One cup per show. And I had my cup already. And it was real good. And I don't even know how old it was. It could have been 3 hours old when I got here and poured it. And it doesn't matter because it was Thomas. And Thomas coffee is... We've said this before, and we've had listeners to accept the challenge and try to prove us wrong. Better cold and old than most coffee is when it's fresh brewed. So here's what we ask you to do. And we're just asking. You don't have to do it. But if you don't do it, you know what? You're just cheating yourself. Next time you go to the supermarket, let's just pick one at random. Many, many, many more. Deerbergs. Mm-hmm. Okay? Instead of the coffee you normally buy, pick up a can of Thomas coffee. That's it. That's all we ask. One can. The rest is up to you. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to be stunned when you open the can, as soon as you open the can, because you're going to see the difference and smell the difference. And, of course, the real test is in that pot of coffee, and you're going to be amazed, and you're going to say to yourself, how in the world, after all this time, and I heard these people talking about this, what took me so long to pick up this can of coffee, I'm never going to go back to the other coffee again. That's pretty much what happens with just about everybody, and I think it's going to happen with you. Give it a shot, Thomas Coffee. For those of you who already drink it, thank you, thank you, thank you for making it your new coffee. And for the workplace, if you're not serving Thomas, you're a bad boss. If you're an employee, you're not getting Thomas, you have a bad boss. Make them fix it. Make them change it. Stage a sit-in. Do whatever you have to do. Say, let's get Thomas Coffee in here. Thomas Coffee, the only gourmet coffee in a can.
I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. You know, there was a time when most people could work on their own cars. The cars were less complicated than they are now, and people seemed to have more free time to do the work. Now, most people wouldn't dream of doing anything more complicated than topping off the wiper fluid. It's not that we're not smart enough to do it. With the time and training, you could probably be a competent mechanic. Just like cars, investments have gotten more complicated than they used to be, and few people have the time to monitor them as closely as they should. At the Mutual Fund Store, we'll compile a portfolio of no-load funds based on your needs. We monitor the selections and make updates based on changing market conditions and your changing needs. And since our fee is based on a small percentage of the value of your portfolio, you'll know that any changes we make are done with your best interest in mind and not to generate a commission. Isn't your future worth as much professionalism as your car? Call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Hi, this is Jim Freeman. I have owned Freeman Contracting since 1993. My father owned it before me and my grandfather before him. We have provided complete foundation repair, waterproofing, and mudjacking services since 1941. Remember, repairs are only as reliable as the company performing them. The Freeman Contracting Company. Solid engineering principles, solid execution, a solid company. Call us at 314-429-5233 and let us show you the Freeman difference.
When I discovered I was going to have a baby, I was so excited. I told my doctor I wanted my delivery to be special. Options are important to me, and I wanted to deliver my baby in a private setting with an experienced, supportive staff. My doctor recommended St. Luke's Hospital.
Come to St. Luke's Maternity Shower Saturday, March 19th. Meet the staff, take a tour, and get great information. To find out more, call 314-542-4848 or visit stluke's-stl.com. St. Luke's Hospital, where every baby is a special delivery.
456 at the Big 550. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. Eastbound 70 improving any, Paul?
No way, Karen. Still a big mess. Eastbound 70. An accident east of Earth City, and the left and right lanes are blocked. Only the center lane was getting by earlier. Trying to get some of those cars cleared to the shoulder. But eastbound 70 jammed back to the Blanchett Bridge. Westbound 70 is close. Approaching the Rock Road through 270 in Earth City as they look at that eastbound accident. And then westbound 70 is also slow. Approaching Mid Rivers and Highway 79. Westbound 40 jammed east of Hampton to an accident on the shoulder west of McKnight, and westbound 40 a little heavy at Mason Road as well. Eastbound 40 slows Lindbergh to McKnight where there's a stall on the shoulder as well. Eastbound 270 is heavy approaching Lindbergh at 170. South 270 slows approaching 40 through Doherty Ferry, and eastbound 40 is heavy approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Regions Bank. Union Planners is now Regions for over 2 million Union Planners customers. Banking just got even better. Paul Ford in the KTRS Charter Communications Jet Chopper.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Well, the World Series champion Boston Red Sox met with President Bush at the White House yesterday. Unfortunately, it was kind of an awkward moment because Bush kept asking to meet Sam Malone.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve Fawcett has gone all the way around the world by himself in a... who cares?
No. Wait a minute. This is pretty big, man.
I don't care about it.
Well,
I don't think
huge,
most people
though.
Care about it.
It's kind of neat.
It's huge.
Why?
First man ever to solo fly around the world without stopping. I mean, this guy's got...
But that man and woman did it, though.
But he's the first solo.
Yeah.
He had somebody with you. Guy's got big ones, man. This is the balloon guy. This guy's got huge ones.
Most Americans say the minimum age to get a driver's license should be increased. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yes,
I would.
CNN USA Today poll found that 53% say the minimum driving age should be 18. Survey also found that about 20% of all serious accidents are caused by teens, while all the others are caused by Billy Joel. Hey, if you're a cook, listen to this. The White House has announced that they're looking for a new chef. That'd be a cool job to have. The candidate must be able to prepare formal dinners, serve meals to the president, and know how to make some killer brownies.
Drug reference.
Yeah. Finally this afternoon.
former MTV VJ Downtown Julie Brown is apparently suing the producers of the show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, because they put her in a tub of leeches. And in related news, the leeches are also suing because they were in a show called I'm a Celebrity and they ended up with Downtown Julie Brown.
Double reverse.
The Bill Clavlin segment brought to you this afternoon and every afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, 652-3456. And real quick, if you don't mind me mentioning, if you are a big trivia buff and would like to join us for our trivia night April 2nd, you can check out all the details at BillClavlin.com.
Now, wait, we have a few seconds. Let's not gloss over this. What's it about? Is it a charity thing?
Yeah, we're going to do it for charity, and we're going to do kind of a mini Bill Clavlin show and a trivia night kind of mixed in.
This is a big package. What does this
and,
cost?
It's $100 a table. And I believe Dan Strauss is going to join us, and Joe Hipperson will be there.
Wow. Cavalcade of Stars.
Yeah. Cavalcade of Stars. Yeah, so we'll be showing kind of our favorite like video comedy skits that we do at the shows on a big screen and prizes and the whole nine yards.
Well, what if you want to play trivia, but you don't want to see the Bill Clavlin show? Is there any way to do that?
Well, it'd be a wonderful napping opportunity.
For what if you want to play trivia and you don't even want to meet Bill or Dan or Joe Hipperson? Can you do that?
Kirkwood, April 2nd.
All right, April 2nd. Give them the website again.
BillClevlin.com, and you spell Clevlin, C-L-E-V-L-E-N.
All right.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye-bye.
There goes Bill. And in 5 seconds, here comes the Playhouse, followed, of course, by a joke, and later, Reggie, it's 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. It's expensive now. It will get worse. Oil prices briefly topped $55 a barrel today, and gasoline prices are on the rise. Listen to these people in Detroit.
Well, I thought they were already high enough already. I got here this morning, 2:05. I haven't paid over $2 in a while, so... It's already a shock to me.
I just have to charge my customers more. It's the only way I can cover the gas and be able to do my job.
By the way, gas for $2.05 would cause a traffic jam in Los Angeles, where many stations are now charging $2.29.9 for regular. And now OPEC's acting secretary general says he could see the price per barrel for crude going as high as $80 in the next 2 years. Well, court's done for the day at the Michael Jackson trial. The sister of the boy that the singer allegedly molested has been on the stand. ABC's Alex Stone live at the Santa Maria, California courthouse. And what did she say, Alex?
Gil, she told the court Jackson paid to fly her family to Miami and told them not to watch a documentary that showed him with young boys. Prosecutors claim Jackson was holding the family captive to keep them quiet. Jackson's spokeswoman says the pop star is not happy.
When he left out today, he was asked how did he feel, and he said, oh, it was a little frustrating.
Earlier today, jurors saw a video of the raid on Jackson's Neverland Ranch. Some of